Good morning, everyone. If the world was a Facebook page, its status would have changed as of last night. We're getting comments from all over the world, and there is reaction to the news that Osama bin Laden is dead, announced officially by the president at close to midnight last night. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKER and post a comment like this one on our Facebook page. Karen says, I have three questions. Is it really him? I want proof. Who is going to take his place, and will they be worse? What if there are multiple others? Does this make us safer? Just some of the questions that are being asked this morning, but there's reaction all over the world. You can go to thetakeaway.org and be a part of it, including the celebrations down at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. You can see pictures and video. But we go live now to Ground Zero. Celeste Headlee is there, my co-host, and Jared Ring, who commuted from Eastern Long Island 2 hours by train the moment he heard the president's speech. Jared and Celeste, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So, Celeste, what's it like down there at this moment?
Well, when we arrived, there were only a few dozen people here, but people are now beginning to show up. They're showing up, and you'll see taxis emptying out at the end of Church Street here. We're in front of the 9/11 Memorial Preview Site and across the street from the World Trade Center, and crowds are starting to form, people just getting up, hearing the news, and coming down.
And, Jared, describe what you decided to do when you heard the news and made some decisions to move towards Lower Manhattan.
Right. Well, since 9/11, I've moved out to Eastern Long Island, and when I heard the news and saw the president's speech, I saw that crowds were starting to gather at Ground Zero, and I recognized a number of my former coworkers were down here, and decided that I wanted to come here and not only be with them, but support the families, those who were lost. And, of course, right now Ground Zero is under reconstruction, and we also want to show our support for the construction workers who are down here who are rebuilding and revitalizing the area.
Now, you worked as a paramedic supervisor, so when you say coworkers, you're talking about people who have direct experience with the 9/11 disaster. Why is Ground Zero such a place of pilgrimage, Jared Ring?
Well, it's very sacred ground to us. Not everybody was recovered. Remains are still found to this day. You know, very infrequently these days, but you know, it still does come about where during the reconstruction, they do find remains, and there are several thousand remains with the New York City Medical Examiner's Office that are still yet to be identified through DNA.
All right, Jared Ring, thank you so much. Lots of personalities down there with the different reasons for being there. Hey, Celeste?
Yeah, I spoke to one man who drove in from Boston. He's never been to the World Trade Center site before. This is his first time, and he says it's his last time. And he packed his dog in his truck and drove here from Boston at about 11 o'clock at night as soon as the announcement was made.
And you described that people are wearing American flags, that there's a real feeling of celebration there.
And earlier, about 20 minutes ago, there were people, there's flags on the building next to us, about three of them up there, and they all faced these three flags, recited the Pledge of Allegiance, and then began to sing America the Beautiful as one. I even saw a couple of the police officers nearby singing along with them. There's a woman standing in front of me holding a flag that has the name of every person that died in the 9/11 tragedy. There's an equal number of people wearing Obama T-shirts, waving Obama flags, and wearing Obama hats as well.
And, you know, this does or doesn't represent closure, because a lot of the people that we're talking to in the sort of analytical field are saying not so fast, Al-Qaeda's still out there. But you're seeing a lot of people experiencing a kind of closure this morning.
I think that, you know, I'm not hearing people talking about closure here. I think that for them, this is the closure for Osama bin Laden only, that they feel like justice has finally been served in his case. But, you know, many of the people are echoing the sentiment that it doesn't really change anything for them. I don't think people are moving quickly to say this is the end of the story.
All right. Celeste Headlee live from Ground Zero via Skype. We go now to Miranda Nichols, who's from Washington, D.C., here with a couple of friends at Ground Zero. Miranda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So how did you make the decision to come down to Ground Zero, and what does that place mean to you?
basically, we were studying for finals, and everyone was outside our dorm rooms just yelling and chanting and screaming. And we, a group of us decided that we're all from different places and we're here in New York, so why not experience it? Like, come down here and experience it firsthand.
When the Trade Center was destroyed, you were 10 years old, Miranda.
Yeah, so I was in fourth grade.
And, you know, it seems, I mean, you were such a young person, yet this experience has so much meaning for you.
It did. I remember the day exactly when it happened, especially being from, like, a family with the military. I've just been there all the way.
And what do you plan to do today, Miranda?
I mean, unfortunately, we have class and finals, but we've been out here most of the night, and we're still out here now just appreciating everything we have and what we've accomplished.
All right, Miranda Nichols, a 19-year-old college student at St. John's University, on the eve of finals, going to Ground Zero to be a part of the celebration. Celeste?
Yeah, can you hear them singing God Bless America here? I'm going to stand a little closer.
I can hear it.
That's a group of young men who came in. A few of them are college students. Others just live in the neighborhood, who came down early this morning to be at the World Trade Center site.
And just a sense of the exuberance, but with some cautious notion about what happens as we go forward. Celeste Headlee live via Skype with Voices from Ground Zero. We want to hear from you as well. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.